people really respond to different types of beats, and some like the slow blues or the jump blues, or you know, some like all the blues. So you kind of see a wide range of emotions from the audience when you're playing.
I would think, Paul, as a band leader, you have to be aware of the subtle differences, even when the audience members don't know about these differences. And by the way, how would you define the jump blues?
The jump style, as I know it, originated from California. We had a lot of guys out there like Pee Wee Creighton and T-Bone Walker, Big Joe Turner, players like that, and a lot of guys back in the 70s and 80s developed that style out in California, like William Clark, Rod Piazza, Rick Estrin, Hollywood Fats, guys like that really took that style and kind of melded it with Chicago blues and developed kind of the West Coast blues sound that I really like.
Well, you said you're mine, but you're out all night. Don't you know, baby, that ain't right. Stop it right now. Stop it right now. You better stop it right now, or one day it'll be too late.
Paul, Stop It Right Now is a West Coast jump style piece, and you wrote it.
I did, yes. I wanted to write a song about the style of music that I really like. I spent a little time out there with great William Clark, who was a good friend of mine and mentor to me, and I kind of based it on what I learned from him in the style of music that I really like that developed out of that area of the country.
What was your process of writing like?
I just thought it was kind of catchy, and it took a little while for me to write, but as I kind of got going, it kind of flowed together. I think it was probably kind of a compilation of a lot of songs I've heard in the past, and I kind of put them all together and came up with this groove and the lyrics, and it seemed to fit in pretty well, and people seemed to like the song, so I think it turned out all right.
Well, the West Coast jump style comes in part from the Chicago style, but they really are two different approaches. You, of course, your band, of course, has Chicago in its background.
We do, yeah. A lot of the guys, you know, being in the Midwest or being in Minneapolis back in the 70s and 80s, there was kind of a pipeline of great players from Chicago coming up to Minneapolis. So a lot of the guys from my era really love the Chicago blues and really embraced it. Seeing guys like, you know, Muddy Waters, Big Walter Horton, Sonny Lance Slim, Jimmy Dawkins, Junior Wells, the list goes on and on. So a lot of the players up here love the Chicago style blues, and a lot of them like the West Coast. So we kind of, a lot of the bands kind of developed a style where they were able to blend both the West Coast and the Chicago blues into the type of music that they play every night.
Paul, you were saying before how much you liked how another CD tune, I Can't Judge Nobody, came out.
Well, I ain't no prosecutor and I ain't no judge. I can't condemn you, baby, for what I heard. I can't judge nobody. I can't judge nobody. I can't judge nobody, 'cause I may be wrong. You know, people all talk about this and that. Some don't know a dog's ear from a cat. I can't judge nobody. I can't judge nobody. I can't judge nobody, 'cause I may be wrong.
There's a little bit of I Can't Judge Nobody. Why'd you pick that one out?
That was written by a good friend of mine, Otis Big Smokey Smothers from Chicago, who I developed a friendship with, and actually was on his last CD that he made before he died. But he was a great friend of mine. He was ex-Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters sideman, so he had one of the pioneers of Chicago blues, and just a dear friend of mine. I wanted to pick one of his tunes for my CD, and I really liked the lyrics that he wrote for this song. He was a great songwriter.
We're speaking with Paul Berry, and the group is called Paul Berry and the Ace Tones, and you have a featured vocalist sometimes now, Lila Ammons.
I do. I had the great fortune of meeting Lila. I was actually took some voice lessons from her, and we became good friends. And I was so impressed by her singing that she started coming to some of the shows and sitting in. And lucky for the band and for the audience in the Twin Cities that she sings with us whenever she can as a vocalist, featured vocalist with the group. So just blessed to have her in the band.
We've got Lila singing "That's Why I'm Crying" all queued up.
That's a great song, written by Magic Sam from Chicago, and Lila's from Chicago, so it's kind of fitting that she does one by one of the hometown heroes out of Chicago, the great Magic Sam, and she really sings this great slow blues, and she really nails it.
Walk the streets at night with you on my mind. And all I do is run around crying. And ooh, baby, what is wrong? Someone told me you ought to take your baby back home. That's why I'm crying. Still in love with you, that's why I'm crying.
Paul Berry and the Ace Tones with Lila Ammons, and that was Lila singing "That's Why I'm Crying." The group does it all, really. It plays all kinds of blues, pays homage to its forebears, and it creates new blues. The web address is paulberryblues.com, and Berry is spelled with an A. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.